One Pedal at a Time by Raquel Welch. Days before the trip, I was excited to go, even though it was out of my comfort zone. I was up for the test, even if it was going to be challenging. The trip to Key Largo took place March 1 through 8, 2020, and was with Team River Runner. This trip included the trip leader, Bill Finger, the trainer, Jen Eaton. The tugboat was provided by Colin Drew. The wonderful guides included Bill Finger, Jamie Jackson, the Mangrove Spiritual Guide, Jen Eaton, again, 250 kayak rolls, Deborah Rays, River Doc, Cillian Gonzalez, Cell, Mark Fratoni, David Hernandez, and Colin Drew, my guide. My flight experience was good, but the energy of Key Largo was amazing. The very first morning, my group and I were walking down the street to get fitted for our kayaks, and a complete stranger pulled up and gave us a blank check. This is just an example of the love Key Largo has for its veterans. Getting on with the week, on Monday, we were fitted with our kayaks and personal protective equipment. We also learned to index our paddle and got used to both the water and our guides. Tuesday, we went for our first kayaking trip. We kayaked 3.8 miles, and I flipped out of the kayak. Well, in a kayak, you can't make any sudden moves. That is where I messed up. Kayaks are like animals, as they seem to sense fear. Ever since I lost my sight, I've had a fear of putting my head underwater. I panicked, stopped paddling, and this caused me to lean a little bit too far to the right, so I fell out of my kayak. My fear was automatically gone. Because I was already wet, and I'm a soldier, I got back in my boat in open water. After that incident, we kayaked to an island called John Pennekamp. Wednesday, we kayaked 6.8 miles to the Florida mangroves. We were around many different species of jellyfish and swam over a few friendly manatees. Then we learned how to play the guitar. I would like to just give out a big thank you to Sean Hannon, the guitar guy also mentioned by Brian. I would like to thank him first for giving us the guitar at his own expense, then teaching us how to tune it. Thursday, we went swimming at Dolphin World. It was a pleasant distraction from a challenging week. Other peaceful activities included arts and crafts, yoga, and lunch. That night, we went to the Veterans of Foreign Wars Lounge. We were treated to a barbecue dinner and painkillers, a local favorite rum beverage. We were also the guests of honor, so everyone wanted to come up to talk and introduce themselves. Hugo got on stage and spoke to the crowd of his experience of being injured, recovering, and his appreciation to veterans and their support. It was a wonderful, heartfelt speech. Friday was an easy day. We had a short paddle to John Pennekamp, cleaned up the boats, and had dinner in town. Saturday was very windy and not safe for us to go on the water. We cleaned up all the equipment, did some souvenir shopping, and started packing. We had the opportunity to meet the founder of Team River Runner, Joe Mornini. We had lunch, said our goodbyes to the group, and headed to Miami for our early morning flight home. I highly recommend this trip that included remarkable instruction, fascinating weather, and priceless bonding time with my fellow blinded veterans.